You had mentioned the KTAR blog, and we can't, it's an automated system on their texting. You actually have to text Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, to 411923, and then that adds you to the list that is set for auto-send on Fridays with a link to our weekly blog. Rosie to 411923, and that's also our generally tied into our home maintenance calendar and our weekly how-to for home maintenance is tied into our new digital HomeZada home management application that helps you maintain, inventory your home, help finance, prepare. It's the future of home ownership.
HomeZada, that's right. So text Rosie to 411923, and that will subscribe you to our blog. We're in this week, we're talking about five scams people fall for in trying to reduce their energy bills.
And it's not retroactive, so if you text that, you won't get one until next week.
Okay.
So you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, and under Homeowner Resources, you can click on the calendar, and the calendar will take you to all of our weekly how-tos, and you'll see right there the link to click to avoid scams, and there's the article that was aired with Jim and Jamie yesterday morning on KTAR and posted on KTAR.com.
There you go.
Blah, so blah, blah.
Just one more way you can get great information on owning a home in Arizona that's free from the number one trusted source on that topic in the great state of Arizona, Rosie on the House. We're talking a little bit about how busy everybody is right now, and the remodeling index, which is a measure of how much money is being spent on residential remodeling across the country, is at its all-time high ever. And that even goes back to exceed where we were in 2005, 2006, 2007, while we were building up through the real estate bubble that we all saw pop in 2008. We are at a pace now that is exceeding that pace. That doesn't necessarily...
It doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't mean that we're in a bubble. It just means people for 10 years, people for 15 years who had wanted to remodel back then, and a lot of people use their equity to do the remodel. They've been in the home a few years. They've got some equity. They get over to Harold at Galaxy Lending. They put a new mortgage on it, pull some cash out. We just recently finished a kitchen remodel in Scottsdale. It was done exactly that way. And people love using their equity to improve their living environment. And what happened to us before is we had just gotten to the point where the homes were so far overvalued and appreciating so fast, we were in a race to the cliff, and we got there. But there's a lot of reasons to feel today We're not in that kind of a bubble, so it's probably a much safer environment. But I tell people all the time, I have to break people's hearts all the time. One, when I generally tell them how long it's going to be before I can get out to see them, which it's usually a couple weeks, and then it usually takes 4 to 6 weeks to do the design and get it all drawn up and get it submitted for a building permit. And then generally speaking, we're even another 4 to 6 weeks after that before we can get started. We're backed up. So we do have a little window of opportunity right now with a little bit of open time right now. But that's just due to some very peculiar circumstances for clients we were going to start a project for that fell ill and the project's been put on hold. But generally speaking, if you can find somebody to do work at your home and they're immediately available right now, that should make you a little suspicious and maybe ask a few more questions. And I want to talk a little bit about how to pick a contractor.
And you can. I was going to say there's an exception to that.
Okay.
Roofers are pretty well available.
Since it hasn't rained since October.
The roofing industry is available at a moment's notice.
Golly, what a great time to have your roof looked at.
As soon
right?
as that rain hits, none of them are going to be available for 3 months because there's going to be so many roofs because it's been so dry for so long. Anything over 20, 25 years is so brittle and cracked up there. As soon as that moisture hits, materials are going to separate, leaks are going to start, water's going to start coming in, and roofers are going to have a backlog for 3 months.
I did have a very smart homeowner call me yesterday from Tucson, and she said, please give me the name of your roofers because I want to make sure I'm good before the rain starts.
The
I said, you're right, it will start.
If it's over 25 years and you haven't had it looked at, it's just a ticking time bomb.
I would tick that back to about 15 years. If you haven't had it looked at all about in the last 15 years, might be a good chance to take a look at it now. So there you go. There's another great tip for you. We do want to talk about picking a contractor, but we also are going to have a bottom of the hour break here. We're going to bring in our Rosie Certified Realtor from the Phoenix area, Mr. John Glutch, by phone, and talk about the importance of home ownership and what it really does mean for that young couple or the young single that's stepping into the working environment, finishing school, getting that first job, coming out of an apartment, moving out of mom and dad's place, and actually signing the deed, signing the mortgage on that first home. We'll be celebrating home ownership with John Glutch here in the next segment. Y'all stay tuned. The lines are open at 1-888-767-4348.